I've been joined on the line by Mary Chaney, who is the beer and wine manager. And Mary, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome.
You know, we're so pleased to have HEB as a presenting sponsor for the event. Why was this a good fit for you?
Oh, it's a great fit for HEB. It's a great opportunity for our customers to try all the wines we offer before they purchase them in the store. So we're excited to be a part of it. We've got a great selection of wines that will pair up with foods from about 20 different restaurants in town. We'll also be featuring great cheeses from our cheese shop. We'll have our experts there to help customers pair their wines with cheeses that we have to offer. So it's a good chance for customers to get in and taste wines and cheeses that we have in the store, in addition to pairing wines with foods that are offered from the 20 different restaurants that'll be there as well.
And what are some of the trends that you're seeing in wines?
Oh, gosh, there's lots of trends. I think one of the biggest ones right now is that there are more and more people talking about wine. People have resources with the internet. There's great wine apps that are out there. So I'm finding customers are getting more educated on their own and really wanting to get in and try some wines from around the world. One of the biggest categories that's growing right now is rosés. We've just added a section to my set here at the Plus store. We've got over 16 rosés on my shelf. Really a great wine. From lightly sweet to lightly dry, rosés pair really well with food. Shiraz is another big category, kind of maybe taking over a little bit of Cabernet drinkers. Wines from Portugal are huge right now. Great value wines, not a lot of money that you need to spend to get something that's really fantastic from Portugal. But I think the most exciting thing is people are really becoming more interested and more knowledgeable and really curious about wines and how they're made and pairings and things. So it's a lot of fun.
And I understand that HEB is helping us pair wines with some of the food samples that are going to be at the event, and that you've got some recommendations on how wine lovers should approach the experience.
Right. I think what you should keep in mind when you go to an event like this is to start off with light wines and work your way into drier wines. So my suggestion or recommendation would be starting with white wines and going to reds, essentially going from dry wines to sweet wines, pairing your white wines with lighter dishes for the most part, and then pairing your drier wines with bigger dishes. I know we have some Italian restaurants that will be there. It's kind of nice to pair wines from that part of the world, from, you know, Italy, going with Italian dishes. They tend to blend better together. And saving something sweet for the end. You want to save your palate, and sweet wines tend to kind of overtake your palate a bit. So you want to save kind of the sweet wines for the end. We're very excited. We'll have volunteers there. Myself and a few other of the wine stewards will be at the event as well. So we're looking forward to it. This is our first time to really go all out for this, and we're very excited to be a part of it.
Well, thank you so much, Mary.
And You're welcome.
And we've been speaking with Mary Chaney, the beer and wine manager for HEB at HEB Plus. And we're talking about the 28th annual KEDT Food and Wine Classic this Thursday, January 28th, 7 p.m. at the Corpus Christi Museum of Science and History. Tickets and information are available on our website at KEDT.org. Mary, thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome.